Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Violent Man of Faith, Already in Progress.
You've got to know who you are. You've got to, that's why the Lord told us, study. Hide this word in your heart. You know, if you get under some kind of attack, and then when the dogs come in or the devils come in, whatever, if you got to run, find your Bible. And if it's, that's the way you are, it may be in a place where you don't even know where it's at. So it may take you a while to find your Bible. But you need the Bible where?
Right here in your heart.
You need it in your heart.
Amen.
You don't need to go look for it. You need it right there where you can quote it. So anyway, if you know these things, you know that people are lost because the God of this world blinded their mind, and you know that you're a son of God, you know that the devil has to be subject to you. Do you believe all this?
Yes.
I mean, is it written in the Word?
Yes.
So if our eyes are blinded by the God of this world, then we're lost. But if we take somebody that knows who they are, in fact, the first time Cheryl heard me tell this testimony, this is going to be a series of testimonies today with Scripture. But the first time Cheryl heard me tell this testimony, I don't remember where we were, but somewhere we were out of town, and I told a story about when I was on the prayer lines at Daystar and how that this man called in, and I happened to get the phone line, and I asked him how I could pray for him, and he said his wife had left him and the kids and joined a strip club. She was going to a strip club, stripping her nude body before men every night, making money. And I said, well, one thing about his son, she's not a Christian. He said, no, when we got married, neither one of us Christians, but said, I got saved and she didn't like my lifestyle. So she left me and went to work for a strip club. And she's been doing that ever since, and I want you to pray. Now then, who is blinding this woman's mind?
Satan.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How much power and authority do you and me have over Satan?
All.
So what's left out of all? So why don't we do something? Why do we just back off and let that devil run over us and do nothing? Because that's what most of us do. Cheryl and I get emails every day, every night. We're in there, oh, my Pastor Thurman, I saw you on Daystar, or I saw you on TV, or I saw you on YouTube or something, and would you please pray my daughter's left, or my son's left, or my husband's left, or whatever. Will you please do something? What's wrong with you?
Amen.
You know, why do you have to call Pastor Thurman? What's wrong with you? You need to know who you are in Christ. So Cheryl and I answer these phone calls, emails, and everything, and we answer them till sometimes 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. We're up almost all night, so if you come to see me in at 9 o'clock and I'm still in bed, don't say he's a deadhead. He didn't go to bed till he didn't go to bed till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So somewhere on one end, you got to have a little rest. Yeah, no, I want you to quit saying that yourself. You're not a deadhead. You say that a lot, but I'm not going to say that. You're not a deadhead. You're a worker bee.
Yes,
she is a worker bee. She's not a deadhead. She just has, like all the rest of us, if she works all night, she's got to have a little rest in the afternoon. So if she sleeps, she's not a deadhead. She's got to have that rest. So, but anyway, we get these emails and everything all the time, and people having all these problems with themselves, with their children, and everything else. And so they want us to pray, and we do. Now, how much power and authority do I have over those people? Does the devil have to be subject to me?
Yes.
So would it be difficult for me to say, I'm now going to pray this prayer of faith for this person, this girl, this boy, this whatever, this man, and I'm going to command this devil to leave this person and go away and not come back in the name of Jesus? Does that devil have to obey me?
Yes,
he does. When I do it in faith. Now, if I do it, oh, God, I hope you show up. Oh, Lord, I'm going to look like a dummy if you don't do something here. Oh, God. No, forget that nonsense. You got to remember who you are. So anyway, this guy had called in and said his wife had left him and the children and gone to work in a strip club, and he wanted to pray for her. So I catch myself up into the third heaven, the throne room of God. Hebrews 4:16 says, I can come boldly. How did he say?
Boldly.
He didn't say come in here like a whipped dog, did he? He said, come boldly into my throne room and tell me what you need in times of need. If the king invites you and me into the throne room of God to come in boldly, what should we do? Come in like a whipped puppy?
No.
No, we should walk in there and say, Father, in Jesus' name. I mean, he's our Father.
Yes.
He loves us, and he wants us to love him and to do things. So anyway, I went into the throne room of God, and then I began to take authority. I knew that Satan and Jesus Christ were both right there. I know that Satan is there. He's accusing me and you of sin day and night.
Yes.
I know Jesus is there to stand in the gap for all of us.
Amen.
So I walked right in there with these two great attorneys and began to quote the Word of God, because I know that law book is the only defense I got.
Amen.
So I began to quote scriptures like Luke 10:19-20. I began to tell the devil, you gotta leave this woman alone. He said, her eyes, if she's lost, her eyes are hid or blinded by the God of this world.
Yes.
Well, Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to get your hands off of this woman and stop blinding her mind to the Word of God. Do I have that kind of power?
Yes.
Yes, I have that kind of power. So I commanded that devil to stop it and to get away from her in the name of Jesus. I said, take the scales off of her eyes. I said, now, Father, send the Holy Spirit to convict this woman of sin.
Amen.
Bring this woman into the kingdom of God. Glory to save her. I said, Lord, send her husband down to pick her up. And when he brings her home, let him have the privilege of leading her to Christ. And then may they get married again and may they have a happy life thereafter. Somebody said, you can't do that. Hey, the way I read the book, I have all this power and authority.
Amen.
I can do this.
Amen.
Those of you that don't believe you can, that you're the ones that need to get some work.
Amen.
You need to get in the Word of God and realize it means what it says. So anyway, as I did that, commanded all that and prayed all that, I said, now, son, call me with your praise report. And I hung up the phone and answered many more phone calls that night. Well, the next Friday night, we went back on the air. When we went on the air, the very first thing happened, as soon as the number went on the screen, my phone rang. And I said, this is Thurman Scrivener. How can I help you? I just said, how can I help you? He said, I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener. I said, well, this is Thurman Scrivener. How can I help you? He said, I'm so-and-so. I said, okay, so how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, son, I pray for lots of people on these prayer lines. No, I don't remember you. He said, I was the man that had the wife that was a strip dancer. I said, I do remember that. It's amazing how some things will make you remember things, because I don't get many calls for strip dancers. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I don't get many calls about strip dancers. But anyway, he said, sir, within an hour after I hung up the phone the other day, my phone rang. And it was my wife, my ex-wife. And she was down at the club. She said, she don't know what happened, but it's like scales fell off of her eyes. And she can see that she's strip dancing in a club. She said, what am I doing in this place? So she said she called me and wanted to know if I'd come pick her up and bring her home. So I said, sure, I'll be right there. So I said, I went and got in my car. I drove down to the club and where she was, and I picked her up. She turned in her uniforms. I brought her home. I led her to Jesus that night. Now see, all this time her eyes had been blinded by who?
Satan.
By Satan. How much power do we have over Satan?
All.
So he commanded that beast to leave and stop blinding her mind. He said, I went down and got her, brought her home, led her to Jesus. He said, 3 days later, we went and got her marriage. Next morning, we went and got her marriage license. 3 days later, we went and got married again. He said, everything's really been great at our house this week. I said, well, fantastic. I said, how long had your wife been gone? He said, 14 years.
Wow.
When Cheryl heard me tell this thing, she said, honey, you got to tell that story to every church we go to. She said, that's one of the best stories I ever heard you tell. But this is a true story. This is a true story. It really happened just like that. But you know, the thing about it is, if there's not only one stripper that their eyes are blinded, it said if there's anyone lost, right? They're lost because Satan and the God of this world has blinded their mind to the truth. And we have been given complete dominion and power and authority over the beast, right? I went down to Manny, Louisiana, and I prayed for people, and there was a Catholic woman. They brought a Catholic woman out there in a wheelchair, and she had, you know, she was about 65 years old, but she couldn't walk. So anyway, I went up to her after the service and I told her, I said, how long have you been like this? And she said, oh, I've only been in this wheelchair the last couple of years. I said, well, are you married? She said, well, I used to be, but my husband passed away. I said, were all the time you were married to your husband, were you healthy? She said, yes, no problem. I said, so how many years before you started getting weak? She said, oh, 2 or 3, 4 years. Everything was going good, and then I started getting weaker and weaker and weaker until I finally got to where I couldn't walk, and so I have to have a wheelchair. I said, can you think of any sin you might have committed that causes this? She said, no. I said, are you living in any kind of sin? She says, well, I guess maybe I don't even know what you're talking about. I said, let me ask you this question. Are you having sex with anybody? And that's getting just pretty bold, you know that? Let me ask a woman, are you having sex with anybody that you ain't married to? Well, she says, I am doing that a little. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you know, she said, I did get kind of lonely after my husband passed away and after a few years. And she says, the meter reader that comes by to read the meter said, I'm sitting out on the front porch and he comes by and he gets friendly with me. And so we talk. And so then I started inviting him in for on the porch for a cup of tea, you know, when he's reading the meter. And then I said, well, I've gone far enough. I said, I've heard all I want to hear. I said, how long was it after you got in bed with him before you couldn't walk? She said, you think that has a relation? You think I'm weak because I got in bed with my meter reader? I said, that's a sin. I said, every act of sexual immorality will be judged. Every act. You don't get by with nothing. So I said, you got to realize that when you started going to bed with your meter reader, that's whenever the devil started entering you. And those demons are slowly but surely entering you, and until enough of them get in there, and finally they'll kill you. She said, mister, I've never heard anything like this in my life. I said, well, do you want to die? Just keep doing what you're doing. It's working real well. I said, but if you want to live, you're going to have to change. I said, now Jesus will forgive you. He promised he'd forgive you. Didn't he not? Amen. What sin did he say he'd forgive? Any sin you ask him. But when you ask him to forgive you, what does that mean? You go do it again tomorrow?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Violent Man of Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.